So to get right into it quickly, my wife and I were at a Sunday night prayer meeting that we always attend with our pastors, and we went home like any other normal night and went to bed. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was taken. I did not know how I got there until I returned, the Lord explained. But I was just found myself, I dropped into a prison cell, just a regular prison cell like you would imagine, with rough-hewn stone walls and bars on the door. And I didn't know where I was yet. All I knew that it was extremely, terribly hot. It was so hot, I couldn't believe that I was alive in this cell. I felt like I should have been disintegrated with this heat, but I was still alive. It was light in the room for a little while, and I believe the Lord's presence was there for me to be able to see the scenery, but then it got dark after about a minute. Anyway, in Isaiah 24:22 it says, "And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison." Proverbs 7:27 says, "They shall go down to hell, to the chambers of death." Chambers means inner room. So part of hell has prison cells and chambers and pits of fire and big areas of fire. So I was just in a prison cell at this time. And then there's a scripture in Jonah 2:6, "The earth with her bars was about me forever." And Job 17:16, "They shall go down to the bars of the pit." So again, everything I saw was in the Word. The stones are talked about in Isaiah 14:19, the stones of the pit. I found myself in this cell, and these four creatures were in the cell with me. And I didn't know they were demons at the time, because I went there as an unsaved person. God took it out of my mind that I was a Christian. I didn't understand why, but He explained that to me on the way back, which I'll get to. And so these creatures, I didn't realize what they were, but they were enormous. They were about 12 or 13 feet tall. One you'll see in the video, and the one I'm going to try to describe to you, oddly enough, one of the people that gives their testimony, he saw the same demon that I did. So you'll see what one actually looks like. It's a really good depiction of one in the video. And it'll be the one where the guy's being dragged up to the bars of hell. You'll see Kenneth Hagin's testimony. And anyway, they were all scaly. This one was all scales all over its body, and giant jaw sticking out with huge teeth and sunken in eyes, and it just was enormous. And the other one didn't look like that at all, but it was razor sharp, like fins all over it, and long arms and out of proportion feet, and everything was deformed and twisted and out of symmetry. No symmetry. The one long arm and one shorter, and just odd looking creatures. Horrible, horrible looking things. And they were blaspheming God. The whole time they were cursing God. And I wondered, why are these things cursing God? Why do they hate God so much? And then they turned their attention to me, and I felt the same hatred that they had for God, they had for me also. And again, I thought, why do they hate me? I haven't done anything to them. But they hated me with a hatred that I've never experienced on earth, way beyond what man has the ability to hate with. They absolutely hated me. And I knew they were assigned to me to torture me. There were things that I'm going to say that I don't know how I knew. It's like in hell, your senses are keener. You just are aware of more than you could be in our physical bodies here. I was aware of distances, and I was aware of time and so forth, much more than you are here. And so one of the things I knew was that they were assigned to me to torture me forever in this place. And I noticed I was laying on the floor of the cell, and I had absolutely no strength in my body. And I wonder, why can't I hardly move? What is wrong with me? And I was just real aware of that. My wife and I like to work out, and I just was aware of no strength. And I was helplessly laying there. And the one demon just grabbed me and picked me up and threw me into the wall like a glass, like he would pick up a glass. That's how light I was, or how strong he was. And threw me into the wall, and every bone in my body just broke. I felt it break. And I felt the pain. And I just began to lay on the floor there, and I was crying out for mercy, but these creatures don't have any mercy at all. Absolutely no mercy. The one picked me up, the other one, with those razor sharp claws and things, and he just shredded my flesh right off. He just tore it off and had absolutely no care whatsoever for this body that God has so fearfully and wonderfully made. It just was a hatred that was so intense. against me, and I wondered, why am I alive? Why am I living through this? I don't understand why I'm not dead. And the flesh just hung in ribbons, and there was no water or blood, just flesh hanging. And because life is in the blood, and there's no life in hell, and there's no water in hell. And in Isaiah 14, 9 and 10, it says, hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. They shall say, art thou become weak as we? You don't have any strength. Psalms 88, 4 says, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength. And we know that the devil does have strength, even in scriptures where there was the demoniac running through the graveyards, and it said they couldn't bind him. Even with chains, he'd break the chains in pieces. So that was just a man with demonic strength. These demons have... I also understood that they had about 1,000 times the strength of a man. So even if I had my natural strength, I couldn't have fought them off anyway. So there was absolutely... I was just at their mercy, which they don't have any mercy.